Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the NCPreps.com football playoff show for the 2015 season. I'm your host, Dina King, publisher of NCPreps.com. Today I'll be going over some of the top matchups in each of the football classifications and my possible picks for the regional finals. But first off, I'd like to thank our sponsors for this year, VTO Sports and Game Day Marketing NC, for their support of NC Preps. We have a lot of good matchups to talk about, and first off, I will start in the 4AA class. In the 4AA East, we have, I will not go over each and every matchup, but just go over just some of the top matchups that I believe will be good games. The first one is going to be involving number 9, Millbrook, 8-3 at number 8, Wakefield at 8-3. Two good football programs up there in the Raleigh area. It's going to be a very good matchup, some quality teams. The 8-9 matchup is supposed to be a toss-up, and I do believe this one is going to be a very good game to watch if you're attending that game. Another big game in the 4AA East, 13th-ranked Northwest Guilford, 7-4 at number 4, Garner at 9-2. Everyone knows the playoff tradition of a Garner, who made a very deep run last year that got beat out by Wake Forest, who is also having a great year, the Wake Forest Cougars at 11-0. But Northwest Guilford, past couple seasons, has had some good seasons. They lost a lot of good players off their team last year, but they came around and they did qualify for the playoffs, and I think that should be a good matchup as well. And we're going to head to the 4AA West, and a couple games that stick out to me is the another 9-8 game, Lake Norman, 8-3 at number 8, Independence, 7-4, Lake Norman, bouncing back off the great year they had last year, made a regional final behind a Josh Ladowski, the all-world quarterback for the Wildcats. They're going to have to travel down to Charlotte to play an Independence team that's 7-4, but those four losses include some very fine football teams, including Butler, Mallard Creek, and I believe Scotland. So that should be a very good, exciting game. I think there'll be a lot of offense in that game. Another big game, number 12, North Meck, 7-4 at number 5, West Forsyth, 8-3. North Meck, playing in a tough Charlotte conference, 7-4. They're in that Mecca conference with Mallard Creek, A.L. Brown, Vance. So they've kind of, battle tested, and they're going to come up to Clemens and face a very good West Forsyth team that's finished in a three-way tie for first in that awful tough Central Piedmont 4A. So two battle tested teams, should be a very good game despite the seeds wise. So I expect a close game there. Now we're going to head to the 4A division, where we will have a number 9 East Wake, 7-4 at number 8 Northern Durham, 5-6. I believe East Wake has a great chance of pulling, I don't know if you call it an upset, but since they're a number 9 seed, beating the upper seed. But East Wake's played some quality teams, the Northern, despite the record 5-6. They've been down a few years, but it's good to see Northern back to where they're in the playoffs. So East Wake, Northern Durham, lots of points. East Wake has a tremendous quarterback, so they can put up a lot of points in the 4A West. Got three games that kind of interests me. The number 12, A.L. Brown, 9-2 at number 5, Reagan at 8-3. A.L. Brown is probably the dangerous 12th seed in this whole tournament in all classifications. 9-2, you know, played the Mallard Creeks, the Vance, North Mix, all those teams in that Charlotte area. A dangerous 9-2, 12-seeded team. Playing Reagan, who, like I mentioned before, finished in a tie for number one in the Central Piedmont. And they played some great teams up in the Central Piedmont as well. So a very good matchup. You know, that could have been a second or a third round matchup, but we are going to see this in the first round. Another good quality matchup is number 14, Vance. It's 6-5, you know, they're in that, but I mentioned it several times, they're in that Mecca conference that's loaded with A.L. Brown, Mallard Creek. They're sitting at 6-5, playing their Charlotte rival, Crosstown, a Charlotte Catholic standing there at 10-0 at Keffer Stadium. You know, that atmosphere is going to be electric, one of the best playing atmospheres there is around. So look for a good game there. Vance can score a lot of points. Charlotte Catholic, everybody knows their tradition, and they're very hard to beat at home. So Catholic and Vance set to do battle. And then my last matchup, number 10, Southeast Guilford, 8-3 at number 7, North Davidson. A good Guilford team, lots of good football up in the Guilford County area, taking on North Davidson, who 10-1. They've coming off a big win over West Forsyth to cause that three-way tie in the Central Piedmont. So very good, entertaining game for there in Welcome on Friday night. And we're going to move to the 3A. Northern Guilford, 13-7-4, at number 4-seeded Corinth Holders, 9-2. Johnny Roscoe, their coach at Northern Guilford, you know, every year he's been there, they have made the championship or just playoff time. Northern Guilford is on another level. They're a very dangerous seed there at number 13, so need to watch out for them. Corinth Holders having a great year at 9-2, the 4th seed. So I expect that to be a great game despite the seeding difference. And then in the eastern part, Jacksonville at the 10th seed, 7-3, playing at number 7, Grays Creek at 8-3. Jacksonville having one of their better seasons there. And they have to travel up to Grays Creek to play the Bears, who have a great rushing attack. So it should be a quality game there. In the 3AA West, we have number 11, Asheville, at 9-2, at number 6, Weddington, 9-2. These two teams were ranked, you know, in our top six mainly all year in our Baker's Dozen 3A poll. So this could have been a regional final, a third round game, just a lot of good football players on both of these squads. So and Weddington has a great defense, and Asheville, you know, they always have a great program, and Coach Wilkins does a great job up there in Asheville. But they have to come down the mountain to Weddington and play a very good Weddington team led by defensive lineman Lance Moore. And then another Union County team, Cuthbertson, 10th seed at 7-4, has to go up the mountain to number 7, Irwin, who is standing at 7-4. Not a lot has been said about Irwin this year, but they've come alive in their conference season and ready to make some noise in the playoffs. Have a outstanding quarterback in Damian Ferguson. Cuthbertson, they also have a standout quarterback, a Shrine Bowl quarterback, Austin Kendall, who has a Oklahoma Sooner commit. So lots of offense in this game. Expect both quarterbacks to have great games. In our 3A Division East, number 12, FIAC, 6-5. At number 5, Topsail at 5-6. I like FIAC in this matchup. Despite the seeding, FIAC has been ranked, and they have played a difficult schedule. Topsail, they play in the split 3A, 4A conference down there in the Wilmington area and played some of the top teams, you know, in Wilmington. So their record is kind of, you know, 5-6. But I think FIAC has, you know, DJ Daniels, and he's a terrific player. He's going to lead them to that win. And my other big matchup is a conference matchup, round two. Moorhead at number 10 at 8-3. At number 7, Western Alamance at 9-2. Moorhead, great year this year, and they have to face a good Warrior team that Western beat them earlier this year. So it's, you know, it's always hard to beat a team twice, so we will see what happens in this game. And out 3A West, we have number 9, North Henderson at 7-4. At number 8, Kings Mountain at 9-2. Both teams were great year, North Henderson. I believe that's one of their top seasons they've had at North Henderson. And they, 9-8 game, Kings Mountain plays in that tough conference, South Mountain Conference with Crest and Shelby, and they're a Cleveland County football team that, you know, Cleveland County, they have some great football in that area. So Mountaineers have a good offense. So I look for Kings Mountain to pull away in that game. And then our second big game, number 10, Tuscola, 7-4. At number 7, at Statesville at 8-3. Tuscola, you know, 7-4, good, stout defense, is going to be playing against a pretty good offense in Statesville with Ramsier, Travis Ramsier at quarterback, one of the better dual threat quarterbacks. So, yeah, so it's going to be a good offense against a good defense. Now we're heading to the 2AA class. In the 2AA East, number 9, Northside Jacksonville, 4-7. At number 8, Washington, 7-4. Northside's record includes 4 or 5 forfeits that they had to take at the beginning of the year for an ineligible player. They've really done well in conference. So, I mean, this matchup record-wise is deceiving, because Jacksonville, you know, is – in the 2A division, they've been one of the top programs for a long time in 2A football in Eastern North Carolina, and they have a great chance. And it's going to be a good game against Washington, who always plays one of the top toughest schedules in Northeastern North Carolina. They've played Havelocks and some of the other top programs in that area. So I look for that to be a great ball game between Washington. Wants to get back to that state championship game, they're going to have to go through a very good Monarch team. And then another interesting battle, number 11, Croatan at 9-2. At number 6, Green Central, 10-1. Croatan, their best season, 9-2, has done wonderful. Coach Perry done a great job down there, and you know, 9-2 and an 11th seed, so they got kind of a tough seed, but you know, they got a reward for making the playoffs, so they got to go to one of the better teams in the 2A division, Green Central, whose only loss come to number one, let's see, in the 2A East seed, Kinston, who won the conference championship. So Green Central and Croatan should be a fun game to keep up with. In the 2A West, one battle I'm interested in is number 10, Newton Conover, 6-5. At number 7, Wilt Central at 9-2. Newton Conover has a good quarterback in Cameron Stanley, and they're going to have to go up to Wilt Central and face a good running back, Andrew Bynum, who's nearing around 2,400 rushing yards. So it's going to be a good game up in Moravian Falls. In the 2A East, I mentioned earlier, Kinston is the number one seed in this division. A good game between two traditional playoff teams, number 9, Aiden Griffin at 6-5, at number 8, Holmes at 6-5. Two good coaches in Paul Cornwell and Paul Hoggard facing off. So two good programs, should be a good game to keep an eye on. And in the 2A West, number 11, Lexington, 7-3, at number 6, Lincolnton, 9-2. Those two teams, especially Lincolnton, you know, all playoff time, Lincolnton is always in the hunt. No doubts about this year as well. Seen them earlier play a good East, very good East Lincolnton team. And Lincolnton has all the parts to do well. Lexington, having one of their better years behind Daniel Reed Bennett. So it should be exciting football. Lincoln's tough to play at home. So I still think Lincoln has a great shot at doing well in this 2A West division. But our other matchup, number 15, Polk County, 5-6. At number 2, Thomasville, 8-3. Polk County a little down from their standards. They're 5-6, and it's been a long time since they have had a sub-500 record. Thomasville, being down a few years now, they bounced back, won their conference, standing at 8-3, got a number 2 seed. Playing at Coosaw Stadium there at Thomasville, and that's a tough task. So I believe the Bulldogs will be on pace to take this win. In the 1AA East, intriguing matchup is number 9, Princeton, 4-6, at number 8, Camden County, 8-3. Princeton won 4 of their last 5 games. They're pretty hot streak, and they've got to go to Camden, who had a great year in that conference that they play in. Camden's typically a good playoff team, and so Princeton, Camden is a toss-up. We will just have to see in one of these 8-9 games. And the 1AA West, another 9 versus 8. Number 9, Starmount, 7-4. At number 8, Swain County, 7-4. It's the third time that these two teams have faced. First time in the first round, though, in a while. There's a rematch of the last year's 1AA Western Regional Final, which Starmount won. So Starmount has to go up to Swain County and Beats Field, and that's a very hard place to play. Very great atmosphere. Two top-notch programs battling it out on the gridiron. Both teams like to run the ball. Should be a very exciting game. My other game, number 10, Walkertown, 6-5, at number 7, Pine Lake Prep, at 10-1. Walkertown got a lot of skilled kids, and they're going down to take on Pine Lake Prep. Don't know a lot about Pine Lake Prep. No, they have two good running backs who both are over the 1,000-yard mark, being kind of a new school, not a lot of, info on them. 10-1, they finished second behind Community School of Davidson. So Walkertown, you know, an experienced team that made it to the second round. Pine Lake Prep trying to beat a name team to get some credibility, to make a statement that, hey, they're 10-1 for a reason. Heading to the 1A East, we got Number 9, Columbia at 7-4. At number 8, Kestrel Heights at 9-1. Columbia has a great quarterback in Andre Brown and had one of their better years there at Columbia, and what a great job for the Wildcats to be in the playoffs and have a great chance to advance against Kestrel Heights. Don't know a lot about them. They're an independent school in the Durham area, finished 9-1 and got a home matchup. And then in our 1A West, have a Smoky Mountain Conference rematch. Number 9, Cherokee at 4-7. At number 8, Andrews 5-6. Andrews defeated Cherokee earlier this year, but, you know, it's hard to beat team twice, and usually in this 1A West, it usually is dubbed the Smoky Mountain Invitational because most of the teams are the Smoky Mountain Conference, and besides Swain County, all the other teams do qualify in this, and they beat up on each other, and so that counts. They're battle-tested. This one could go either way. Cherokee and Andrews have a great chance to do well if they play that good mountain football that they always talk about up there. And then in our last matchup, number 10, West of Salem Prep at 4-6. At number 7, Mountain Island Charter at 6-5. Somebody's going to make a little history here that you're going to get their first playoff win between these two teams. Prep playing in their, well, I believe both teams playing their first year in the North Carolina High School Athletic Association playoffs. And Prep has a lot of good athletic kids. The Mountain Island Charter, they do as well. They have one of the top juniors in the state of North Carolina, Pree Washington, who pretty much does everything for the Raptors. So I expect a lot of points in this game. This one could be almost like a basketball score, you know, up in the 40s and the 50s and stuff, because they can really score a lot of points, both teams. So that was a quick rundown on several of the top matchups. And now I'm going to kind of go out on a limb and pick who I think has a great shot at advancing to the regional finals. In the 4AA East, you know, we have some good football teams in there. You know, you have Middle Creek, Jack Britt, Wake Forest, Richmond County, UK Verena, just a lot of good Page. Somebody's going to be battle tested and they're going to earn that right to go to I forget which stadium the 4A is in. I believe it's in the 4AA, maybe in Raleigh this year. But I'm going to go with Wake Forest. I mean, they have the number one player in the state and possibly one of the tops in the country, and Dexter Lawrence, defensive tackle, and his younger brother Devon is a good running back. And then they had Zach Hill also on defense line. And they've played in two straight finals, and they have a lot of experience. So I think I'm going to pick Wake Forest to represent the East. Over in the West, we have East Forsyth, Butler, Mallard Creek, Huff. You know, that bracket is very good as well. But I'm going to go with Mallard Creek. They've been my favorite this year to repeat again, and I just think we're going to see Mallard Creek at Wake Forest Part 3. So going to the 4A East, I just like D.H. Conley. They've had a great year in the East. And in the 4A West, you got Dudley and Catholic and Scotland and North Davidson. But I just think it's Scotland, and they have considerable their best team you know, and since their last state championship, they have one of the best running backs in the state, and Zamir White, who's just a sophomore. So I'm going to take in Conley against Scotland. Three AAEs, I believe I've got Terry Sanford here, but probably the best defensive backfield in the state with several D1 commits, including Mark Gilbert, who's going to Duke. Three AA West, I like Chris. I like a Chris versus Terry Sanford, the 3AA. In the 3A East, I have like Eastern Alamance, looking like it'll be a showdown for them in the third round, but or fourth round. I do like Havelock experience. Jim Bob Wright does a great job, and I think Havelock is playing really well. In the 3A West, I like Freedom to behind B.J. Emmons, who is an Alabama commit at running back, having a great year. 2AA East, High Point Andrews, and I kind of like Clinton as well, but I think High Point Andrews has got another team that can go, you know, to get to the finals as well. 2AA West, we have Monroe at the one seed and East Lincoln at number two. I see them two teams matching up playing for the rights to go to Raleigh. I do like East Lincoln. They have great firepower with the Surratt brothers. I just can't go against them. They've won so much. So I'm going with East Lincoln and High Point Andrews for a 2AA. 2A East, lots of good teams. I just think I like Kinston. My good pal Brian Hanks and the Free Press down there, he's going to like that. So I'm going to pick Kinston Vikings, Brian, to get to the 2A title game to face the Shelby Golden Lions. I think Shelby will end up playing Lincolnton in that the rights to go to Raleigh. So Shelby standing at 2-10-1, playing awful good, lost a heartbreaker to Chris last week. But I like Shelby taking on Kinston. In the 1AA East, a lot of Wallace Rose Hill. We have James Keenan and Tarboro, the three usual candidates in the 1AA East. I think Wallace Rose Hill is playing really, really well right now. And defending state champs, I think Coach Price may get a repeat this year, but I know it's going to be a tough road for either finalists in this division, because both the East and the West is very tough this year. I think you have East Wilkes, East Surrey, West Montgomery, Mitchell, the Stormout Swain. You got a lot of great teams in this 1AA West, and it's going to be a tough road for whoever gets there. But I think maybe West Montgomery, they have a lot of experience in playing in the bigger games. The last few years, they have a slight advantage. In the 1A East, it's the Plymouth show. I mean, Plymouth's been to four straight titles. I don't see them having much competition in there other than Southside. Taking on, I believe, Robbinsville has a great chance of facing Plymouth again in a rematch of last year's playoffs, so I like Robbinsville in the 1A West. So that's our show for today. Look for another show next week where we discuss the matchups and see what happened, the results from this previous week. Thank you for visiting NC Preps, and don't forget to go on the message boards at NC Preps and show your team support. This is Dina King, and I want to wish everyone a safe trip to their playoff destinations. Thank you, and goodbye.